Hello and welcome. Today we're talking about bringing your town's story to life online without drowning in hashtags or chasing empty likes. After a decade helping U.S. communities, school districts, and small historical orgs use social media ethically and sustainably, here's the big truth. This isn't about marketing tricks. It's about relationships, classrooms, and giving people a gathering place where memory and curiosity meet. Why social media for local history? Because your people are already there. Teachers, students, veterans, business owners. Post a photo of Main Street in 1952 and watch place attachment light up. A grandson tags his grandmother. She adds a parade story. A former shop owner names the clerk in the window. That's not engagement. That's three generations remembering together and adding real details to your record. Mindset shift number one, don't optimize for virality. Optimize for relationship density. Viral is millions of strangers scrolling by. Relationship density is dozens of locals leaning in. Teachers using posts as bell ringers. Elders correcting dates. Students asking, wait, that used to be a theater? Those comments are the ones algorithms love because they're real conversations. More importantly, they actually preserve history. So if we're not chasing empty numbers, what are we chasing? Strategy, with three anchors: goals, audiences, and value. First, goals. More likes? Won't win a grant or a principal's partnership. Real goals sound like, this semester, 5 teacher collaborations using primary sources from our collection. This quarter, 50 community-submitted photos we can credit and archive. Grow our email list by 10% to invite more people to oral history events. Then connect posts to outcomes with a 1-page monthly report. That Main Street post led to 3 classroom visits. We identified 6 people in unlabeled photos. The veterans group asked to co-host an interview night. Put that in front of your board or council, and you move from nice to have to essential. Second, audiences. The 80-20 rule applies. Most meaningful interactions come from a few core groups. Serve them specifically. Educators, respect time. For elementary, offer ready-to-use warm-ups. 1 photo, 1 guiding question, 1 line of context. For middle and high school, tie to standards. Use this as a primary source analysis. What claims can students make from the image? Save them prep time. They'll keep coming back. Students, spark discovery. Short stories that surprise. This empty lot hosted Friday night dances. Invite them to be detectives. Spot a clue, solve a mystery, stitch a then and now. When they can contribute, they care. Elders and lifelong residents, dignity and welcome. Ask, who can confirm that's the old Ford garage? Use familiar place names in captions. When they correct you, thank them publicly. That gratitude builds trust faster than any ad. Local amplifiers, journalists, tourism boards, small businesses, shareability. Offer a crisp slideshow with a strong local hook and clean crediting. Your reach multiplies because your neighbors vouch for you. Underrepresented communities, Black, Latino, Asian American, Native American, immigrant communities. Partnership, not extraction. Don't open with, do you have old photos? Ask, what story should this project uplift? Who should be credited? How can we support your goals while documenting ours? Work through trusted intermediaries and co-create. It takes longer. It's worth it. Now, the content itself. You don't need fancy gear. What works is a simple recipe. 1 compelling primary source, a photo, a map clip, a short newspaper snippet. 1 short context sentence, just enough to anchor. 1 inviting question. What's missing from this corner today? Who remembers the smell of fresh bread from this bakery? Always include credit, and when possible, a source link. Names travel faster than dates. Mention the old mascot, the marching band, the corner store, the school play from 88. People tag their people. Those tags lead to comments that add names, dates, and stories you can fold back into your archive. Your comment section becomes a living index. If you're serving educators, build a consistent rhythm. Monday, a 2-minute classroom warm-up. Midweek, a name that place mystery with an evening reveal. Friday, a then and now split photo to spark weekend wanderings. Consistency earns you a spot in lesson plans and family group chats. A word on ethics and safety. Do no harm. Be thoughtful around images with minors, sensitive events, or communities often misrepresented. Get consent for oral histories. Credit contributors clearly. And be ready to take something down if someone featured asks. Social moves fast. Your care should move faster. How do you measure success? Likes and shares are a temperature check, not the whole diagnosis. The real story is off-platform outcomes caused by what you posted. Did a teacher email for a high-res image and background? Did an elder drop by with labeled snapshots? Did your walking tour fill up because of a then and now post? Track those. Connect the dots in your monthly report. Here's a quick example. A district posted a photo of a long-gone drive-in. Comments poured in. Popcorn prices, radio channel, a first date, and the name of the projectionist. A week later, a teacher used the thread as a primary source set. What can we infer about teen life here in the 1960s? Students posted claims and evidence right under it. The projectionist's granddaughter saw the thread, reached out, and donated ticket stubs. One post led to a class activity, a family connection, and a new archive item. That's relationship density. If you're starting from scratch, aim small and specific. Pick one street, one school, or one decade. For 30 days, share 2 posts a week using the same recipe. One source, one story, one question, clear credit. Invite people to fill in the blanks. At month's end, write down what happened. Which posts entered classrooms? Which drew community memories? What new items or partnerships emerged? That recap becomes your proof of impact and your springboard. Worried about platforms and posting times? Tactics matter, but only after goals and audiences are clear. Your success isn't a trick of the algorithm. It's a reflection of how well you meet real needs. If teachers save minutes because you packaged sources well, you'll earn shares. If elders feel heard and credited, they'll return with more. If underrepresented communities see themselves respectfully reflected and invited to co-create, they'll open doors you can't open alone. Tone matters. Keep captions human. Ask plain language questions. Admit what you don't know. We think this was taken around 54. Does that check out? Humility invites participation. When someone corrects a detail and cites a source, grandma's scrapbook counts. Highlight it. Celebrate the detective work. You're not broadcasting, you're convening. Here's a bonus. Your social can improve your collection. Every comment that adds a name or date is metadata you can capture. Every classroom discussion that surfaces a new perspective is context you can preserve. Over time, your feed becomes a living finding aid, reflecting the voices of people who lived the history you're sharing. If you take one thing from today, let it be this. The goal isn't a million views. It's a map of real relationships. Teachers who rely on you. Elders who trust you. Students who feel ownership of their town's story. Partners who amplify your work. And communities who see themselves in the narrative. Social media is just the street corner. The gathering, that's the magic. And you can spark it. For the nuts and bolts, educator alignment notes, a reporting template, timing tips, digitization guidance, check the written guide that inspired this episode. Use it to go deeper, train volunteers, or make your case to leadership. Start with one post that names a place people love. Add one thoughtful question. Credit your sources. Then watch who shows up. Your community is ready to tell its story. Open the door and listen.